the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long left, Winovia!
Hello, and a royal welcome to all you lovers of nature and the great outdoors. For this session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to the seasons. Now, there are four principal seasons: salt, pepper, mustard, and vinegar. But first, let us take up spring. I hate spring. My secretary falls for a new sweetie and the snow melts. I don't know which is the sloppier. And spring is a season of balls, golf, tennis, bass, and mothballs. It's a season when men take down last year's straw hat and wonder if it really was as bad as that when they put it away in the attic. And then there's summer. Oh, this is weather. How fine and dandy to dress as light as Mahatma Gandhi. Oh, summer always affects me that way. Then autumn. Autumn, when nature takes up the loose leaf system and all the leaves turn red, probably blushing to think how green they've been all summer. And so at last we come to winter, which brings us, among other things, the Hallelujah Quartet and a song, Winter Wonderland.
In the meadow,
in the meadow,
in the meadow,
in the meadow,
walking in the winter wonderland. Play the rain, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. What a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you mad? And we'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Oh, later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland. Sleigh bell ring, ding dong, are you listening? In the lane, ding dong, snow is glistening. What a beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away, ooh, is the bluebird. Here to stay, ooh, is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you mad? And we'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Oh, later on, we'll fire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in the winter wonderland.
You know, Queen Elvia, they say that in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. Well, that may be true, but in the spring, a mother's fancy turns not so lightly to thoughts of, what in the world's the matter with Junior? I just can't make him eat a thing. Here's one mother in the act of wheedling her youthful pride and joy into... Well, let's listen.
Junior. Junior, darling, take your head out from under the cover. Come on, dear. What is it? Oh, you want to play hide and seek? Come on now, darling, take your head out. Mother's got something for you here. Yes, dear, it's castor oil, darling. Don't make that noise at Mother. Now, it's castor oil, darling, and it has nice peppermint in it, darling. Come on now. Yes, dear, Mother will give you a marshmallow if you take the castor oil. No, dear, not three marshmallows, just one. No, dear, only one marshmallow. I'm giving you the castor oil because you've had so many marshmallows. Now, get your head off from under the cover, darling. All right, dear, now, open your mouth, darling. Stop grinding your teeth. You sound just like your father after a cheese omelet. Now, darling, open your... All right, then. I'll give it to the little orphan boy next door. Oh, you don't care. You're so generous, aren't you, dear? Just like your father. Now, look, darling. Father always took his when he was a little boy. That's why he's so tall and handsome. What? No, Mother isn't bigger than Father. No, darling. Castor oil didn't make Daddy's feet so big. I don't know what did. I guess the angels just turned more of his legs under, that's all. Now, listen, Junior. Mother's through arguing. You have to take the castor oil. Why? Well, you've seen Father put oil in the auto, haven't you? Of course. Well, our bodies are just like automobiles. They have to have... What? No, Mother's isn't built like a truck. Junior, you've been running around with that little boy next door. That's what makes you say such things. No, Mother wasn't towed in when she had her breakdown. Now, listen, I'm through arguing with you. Look, Mother will show you that it isn't that. I'll take a little taste of it. See, look. No, I always look like that when I'm happy, dear. Now, come on, darling. Come on, now. I'll hold your nose. There, open your mouth, dear. Open your mouth. Now, swallow. Swallow, Junior. That Mother's good. Oh, Jones, quick, Kirk, let him mop. Springtime and a Love Song, brought to us by Clark Ross.
When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you. There beside the river Seine, where we kissed at you. When you told me not to cry, held me tenderly. But that kiss was our goodbye, you were gone from me. My lonely footsteps stray where you must ever stay. I place a sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, till we meet again, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
A touch of winter, little Junior was suggestive of summer, Clark Ross gave us a bit of spring, and now I want you to meet Dick Faber, the fall guy.
Oh, gee, that was a sad song. I sang a sad song like that one time. Of course, it's been a long time. It was in a vaudeville theater, and boy, have I got a memory, huh? And after all, I sang that. That was in California, see. And, oh, they were just crazy about me out there. And they loved my father. In fact, they wanted my father to settle there, see. And I remember a long time after we left there, father used to get the letters, you know, asking him to please come back and settle, see? Oh, it was my father, just to prove that my father was a good man, you know. In fact, he used to take the collection up in the church all the time, see? Now they have a one-armed man doing it. Oh, I'm telling you, he was a real good man. And we went to a political meeting one night, and I remember my father fell asleep there, you know, and the speaker looked at me, and he kind of said, wake him up, you know, and I said, heck, you wake him up, you put him to sleep, and he was a good, we used to take the same path home all the time, you know, and I remember we were going over that path, and Father stumbled over something, and he said, son, what is that? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, we'd pick it up and take it home with us. And when we got it home, it was a load of wood, see? And the next night, we was going through the same lot, and Father stumbled over something. He says, what is that? I said, I don't know. And he said, well, we'd pick it up and take it home with us, see? And but the man who owned the place changed Father's mind, see? In fact, he accused my father of stealing the wood, you know, and the idea was ridiculous, you know. We had a whole basement full of wood just like it at home, you know. Right away, the fellow wanted to fight, you know, so he squared off, and my father was a great fighter, you know. And the guy was only a little guy, see. He only came up to about Father's chin, but boy, did he come up often. Boy, he was up there every minute, I'm telling you, and he kept rushing Father, that made Father mad, you know. So naturally, my father rushed him, see, and boy, that he put a stop to that right away. He stuck his elbow in Father's mouth, see, and of course, those teeth had to come out anyway, but there was no need in rushing it. He'd have got him in time if he'd have just taken it easy, you know. I looked at the guy, and the guy was just covered in blood, see, and my father's blood, you know. And I said, well, something's got to happen any minute, you know. And I didn't know what to do about it. I just felt silly standing there. And you know, my father, by this time, he looked like a Russian dancer. He was on his knees so many times. And he'd stand around, and he'd... Father would swing at him, you know, and then I'd pick Father up again, see? And you know, after all, I wasn't going to stand around and watch anybody beat my father up. So I went home. And so long.
Resort these days, you're bound to discover summer girls and summer not.